Oh my my, oh my my, oh my my, oh my my.
I went to the doctor,
oh my my,
knocked at his door.
Oh my my.
Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 276 for January 16th, 2011.
For a star,
oh my my,
the man I love, oh is done and broke.
The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance.
Oh my my.
The song you're listening to is Oh My My.
Oh my, my.
You are lovesick.
Oh my, my.
And the artist is Jill Barber from the album Chances.
I fear the devil's, oh my, knocking, my, at your door.
Well, once again, welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and it's great to have you on board here at the show. And we're all about the travel business. And coming up in the show, we're going to be talking about branding. Not brandy. Branding. And what is it, and why does your business need it? Plus, Mike Weldon from Viking Riverboat Cruises joins us in the co-hosted segment to talk about Viking and their fantastic lineup of cruises. So stand by for that. But first of all, thank you for being a listener, and thank you for being a subscriber. I really appreciate it. And welcome aboard to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We are a weekly show. We've been producing this show since February of 2005, and this is show number 276. So hopefully our age doesn't show here. I think we've gotten better with time, and I welcome you on board. And if you're interested in the travel business, this is the right place to be, because we are all about the travel business. And we talk about suppliers and destinations and your business as a travel agent, and many other topics. And sometimes we throw in a surprise topic here and there that may not relate to the travel business, but it's fun to talk about nevertheless. And I think we might have one of those coming up here in the near future, so stand by for that. Now, if you want to know more about the Home Base Travel Agent Show, you can go over to thehometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net website. And we have archives there going back 2 years, I think, maybe a little bit longer, and we don't have almost 6 years there. Eventually, maybe I'll get all 6 years worth of archives up on the website. Maybe a good project here during this deep, dark winter that we experience here in Michigan, and something to do in my spare time, which I do have very little of, by the way. But anyhow, that's a good goal. I'd like to get the archives up on the website, all of them, at some point in time. So anyhow, you know, I appreciate you stopping by the show, and you hear the music at the beginning of the show, and the reason we have the music there is it gives a little variety, and we give some exposure to artists that otherwise wouldn't get exposure out there in the world. Normally on the top 20 radio stations, you hear the same songs over and over again, but not here. We feature independent artists, and we get the music from the IOTA Alliance, which promotes independent artists. And so I hope you enjoy the music. You hear portions of the song at the beginning of the show, but if you wait till the end of the show, at the end of the Home Base Travel Agent Show, you'll pick up you can hear the whole song at the end. And if you ever want to drop me an email, you can do that at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. That's Barry at hometravelagent.net, and I look forward to hearing from you, and I appreciate the email that we do get, and thank you very much for that. So with that, what I want to do is move on into the business segment of the show, and we're going to talk about branding. So what is a brand, and should you have one as a travel agent or travel agent business? Well, the answer to that, the last part of that question, is yes. Yes, you should have one. Because a brand identifies what you do uniquely. You know, if you go to McDonald's, you think of their brand. You think of the food that you get at McDonald's and the consistency of that food. And you know that you're going to get a consistent food item wherever you are in the world. And the McDonald's brand creates a promise of that consistency for their food, no matter where you are. And a promise is a part of a brand. Now, a brand also identifies what you do, why you love it, and how you do it. A brand identifies what it is that makes you special, that makes your business special. Now, your brand is a message that communicates all of this, and what it does, it creates a personality for your business. A brand name is a symbol. Now, McDonald's, that's a brand name, and that's a symbol, and if you have a brand name and it's unique, you can register that as a trademark. Well, how do you develop a brand for your travel business? Well, you may want to write down a list of what makes you unique. Now, this could be the services that you offer, the vacation packages you specialize in. Maybe you'll pick up Viking Cruises as a specialty here as a result of this show. Well, that can be a part of your brand. So the vacation packages you specialize in is something that can be a part of your brand. Or maybe there's something about the area that you live in that can make you stand out. And I think of the area that I live in, this area where we have some fairly harsh winters, you could promote yourself maybe as a warm weather specialist for the winter weary. And that's a catchy logo. And that's something that you can use and something you'll want to do for your brand. And let me say it again, a warm weather specialist for the winter weary. Now within that statement, a warm weather specialist for the winter weary creates a psychological response with those words. The words winter weary creates a promise of relief by promoting yourself as a warm weather specialist. Now another brainstorm list you can use to build your brand is to write down why you love to sell travel. You know, why do you love the travel business? And that's very important. That helps create the personality. You know, there's nothing like a bit of enthusiasm to throw in the mix to help you create your brand. Now you might ask, how is building a brand different than marketing? Well, marketing is promoting your business. It's promoting your brand out in the marketplace. When people see your brand in the marketplace, they should pick up on your business personality. They should pick up on your specialty or your exceptional service. Now, in the example I stated earlier, the warm weather specialist for the winter weary. Now, when people see that slogan in your marketing campaign, they should think of you as the go-to person for a winter escape. Now, of course, in building your brand, in addition to the slogan, you may want to add a promise of unique service and perhaps an enticing image, maybe of a beach, plus a little bit of the enthusiasm from your list of why you loved the travel business. You can, and you should, throw that into your brand. Now, creating a brand can be a lot of fun. It gets your creative juices flowing. So jump in and begin and let me know how it goes. You know, pass along some of your brand ideas. I'd love to hear them and share them with our family here of travel professionals. And plus, you know, your ideas are going to help others to get their creative juices flowing as well and help them build their business. Now, that concludes our business segment, and we're off and running right into the co-hosted segment of the show. So here we go.
Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment with Lorraine Romero and Barry Kantz. I'm your host, and Lorraine's the co-host during the co-hosted segment, and we welcome her to the show. And as always, she brings us some interesting guests, and I really want to thank you for that, Lorraine. And today we do have a guest. Some weeks we don't, but most weeks we do, and we're fortunate enough this week to have a great guest, and I'll let Lorraine introduce.
Great. Thank you, Barry. Yes, it's good to be back, and it's good to have a guest. His name is Michael Weldon, and he is the Director of Business Development for Viking Cruises. And ironically, today I just happened to be on a early morning webinar that he hosted, and it was wonderful to get some more education around Viking Cruises. As our listeners know, I have been selling more and more riverboat cruising in the last year, which is really making a statement about how travelers are changing their normal routines of going from, say, Alaska, Mexican Riviera, or the Caribbean to trying something different a little further away, since most of them are, or I should say, none of them are here in our area. But I wanted to bring Michael on and have him talk about Viking River Cruises and tell us the wonders of riverboat cruising and how Viking travel agents. Michael, welcome.
Well, hello, and thank you very much for having me today.
So, Michael, tell us a little bit about what your company does, what your focus is, and why would travel agents want to partner with Viking?
Okay. Well, it's very simple. We are a global international company. We do cover quite a few areas, all the major rivers of Europe. We sail Ukraine. We do Russia. We do Egypt, China, and then our new destination, which is Vietnam and Cambodia. Currently, we have roughly about 22 vessels. We are in the process right now of building 8 new additional vessels. two of which will be launched this year. We have one coming out in March. That will be the Viking Emerald, which will replace the Viking Sun in China. And then we have the Viking Prestige, and she will be coming out in Europe, and she'll be a sister to the Viking Legend, which we launched a little over a year ago. And to great fanfare. So, and the second part of your question is why would agents want to partner with us? And basically, if you are in the business to making money, which most agents, and I myself, I was a former agent for 14 years, agency owner, in fact, that we want to make money. And the bottom line is you're in business to make money, and you shouldn't be ashamed of that. And with Viking, we're all about travel agent awareness and education, and we're doing everything we can to make travel agents aware of the Viking product. We back them 100%, and we have a lot of great things coming down the pike here for agents and to support them and to educate them as much as we can.
Now, Viking, I see on catalogs, as I just got my 2011 catalog. Thank you. Thank you. That was wonderful. In fact, I even used it for a client just the other day, so timing couldn't have been better. They have a huge itinerary with lots and lots of options. Now, let's talk about a little bit for people who aren't familiar with riverboat cruises. What do you offer that's different than traditional, say, mass market cruises?
Well, that's a great question. And I'll start off by saying mass, I don't want to appear to be a negative in any connotation, because I got my start in the mass market, and we get our clientele actually from the mass market. And one thing that sets us apart with us is that the people who travel on Viking and in river cruising in general have a central attribute, and that is they really want to be engaged. You know, they want to be part of the experience. And the mass market is a great product. It's wonderful. It has all the bells and whistles and the shows and the 12 meals a day, et cetera, et cetera. But after you've done that, or after a passenger has done that 5, 6, 7 times, and they're getting maybe older and more experienced, they themselves want to educate or be educated a little bit more. You know, the glitz and the glamour is fine, but you reach a point where, okay, I'm going to be on a vacation. What am I going to bring back? And really the only thing we bring back besides a hefty, you know, credit card bill is usually experience. That's what we go on a cruise for, is you bring back and you harbor those experiences. And that's where we shine, because one of the major differences is that you're part of that experience. You know, the destination focus is all about enrichment, and it's cultural, and it's exciting, and you're in these different countries, and we have these tour guides and lecturers on board, which really bring all that stuff to life. You know, we really want our passengers to wrap the arms around the destination, and it's not to just visit it, buy a T-shirt, back on the bus sort of thing. That's what river cruising is all about, and that's how we shine. That's where we differ from our mass market brethren.
I was very excited listening to your webinar today as you were describing some of the different included tours that you have on the land packages as guests are going from port to port. Can you just name a couple of them? Because, as you know, a lot of times travel agents have not been on a riverboat cruise, so I'd like to get them a little bit of knowledge of what to expect when they're sending their clients with your company.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and that's one a big difference as well, is with the mass market versus river cruising, is that we include, or Viking does anyway, not all river cruise companies do, but Viking, we include all of our what we call shore excursions. And because of that, you're getting a great value for one. But to give you an idea, for example, we have some wonderful destinations where we include these excursions. For example, if you were to sail in Russia and you end up in Moscow, you're going to be able to take in the Kremlin. You're going to go to the Armory. You're going to go to the huge Federal Cemetery and the Basilica. St. Basil's Cathedral. There's a whole host of things. We spend 3 days there in Moscow. We spend 3 days in St. Petersburg on this particular itinerary, where it's pretty much port-intensive activities. You're doing something, going somewhere every single day. You know, in St. Petersburg, we're going to take you to the Hermitage, which would take weeks and weeks to see everything. But, you know, we're there for 3 days, and you spend an awful lot of time at the Hermitage seeing what we can see. But it gives you a sample and a flavor of the things that we do. In China, we have, it's more or less a cruise tour product. And for agents who are familiar with, say, selling Alaska, they can relate to this, because if you sell a lot of cruise tours in Alaska, you're going to understand the concept of doing a cruise tour in China. A cruise tour in China, you spend half the time on land and then half the time sailing the Yangtze. And that's where, for example, you'll fly into Beijing. You'll do Beijing for a couple of days. You'll fly down to Xi'an, do Xi'an. Then you'll fly down to Chongqing to board the vessel. So there's about 6 days there that you're going to have on land, and it's an incredible adventure. And another part of that is where the whole land tour program comes into play is we actually meet you at the airport, the tour guide does, and from that moment on, he or she will be with you the entire time on the cruise. They actually sail on the vessel with you. They can dine. They're accessible. You can talk to them. And they keep you in smaller groups, subgroups on the vessel, and they take you back after the cruise is over with to the airport. So at no time are you going to be alone or, you know, not knowing what to do. And that, again, is one of the big attributes that makes biking especially shine in the river cruise industry.
Wonderful. I'm ready to go. Barry, you ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready to go to the Asian, Cambodia and Vietnam.
There you go. Yeah. That's a hot one. In fact, I got to tell you a little stat on that. We opened that. We threw the switch here last, I'm going to say September, October time frame. And as of the end of the year, as December 31st, we were already about 97-98% sold out for 2011 in Vietnam and Cambodia.
Wow.
So we definitely, it was a great area for us to go into. It tells us that this is a very hot destination, and we are already ramping up for 2012. We still have a little bit, you know, onesies and twosies left in 2011, but we're not making a huge push because it's basically selling itself. So that's a very up-and-coming destination.
What's the season for Vietnam and Cambodia?
It's pretty much all year round. You have the seasons are kind of hot and hotter.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a pretty much year-round destination.
Okay.
And same with Egypt.
So can you talk a little bit about if a client's working with a client. Okay, hello. I've got that one backwards. An agent is working with a client. Hello. Well, there.
Okay.
The client's inquiring about, say, a Danube or Rhine trip. Can you talk a little bit about that and how you coordinate pricing? I know your system's just a little bit different than the standard, so that might surprise people, and your pricing's very good. What's included in that? The food, what kind of itinerary would they expect, what to look forward to?
Sure. Okay. Yeah. If you're hoping you're working with your agent, and the agent knows a little bit about river cruising, but what we usually do is when we work with an agent, we'll steer them in a direction where first, usually an agent will qualify their client so they know kind of what they're wanting. And most of what we're seeing right now is we have a lot of, I guess, press, so to speak, out in the material world. And there is an awful lot of homework that's going along for a lot of consumers where they've heard about us on television, they've heard about us on the print, they've heard about us in magazines, their friends have gone with us. So they kind of know what they want, but they're relying on the agent to really bring it to life because this is really a new world for most travelers. We're in our infancy right now, and that's where agents shine. So an agent sits down with a customer, and they're going to say, gosh, we've heard all about these river cruises. I really don't know where to go, but I've heard the Rhine or the Danube are great places, and I only have about a week. What would you suggest? So we have a several, you know, in our grab bag of things, cruises that sell very well. For example, the Rhine Getaway, which is an eight-day cruise, and it leaves from Amsterdam down to Basel. That cruise itself will include all the shore excursions, so there's no out-of-pocket expense there. It will include all the meals, and again, there's no out-of-pocket expense there. We also include free wine with dinner, and we just upped the ante a little bit for 2011 because we know some people don't like wine, so we're also including beer and soft drinks as well for 2011. And for 2012, we're going to up the ante again a little bit and going to come out with even a better program for both lunch and dinner. But for right now, that's pretty much what the entire cruise consists of. So really the only out-of-pocket expense a person would have on a river cruise, if they buy items of a personal nature, if they're tipping at the end of the cruise, gratuities, if they want to purchase maybe a cocktail or two, and that's about it. And so that's kind of how a progression goes. So you meet with your agent or meet with the customer, and they say, okay, let's do this Rhine Getaway, and you've sold it on them, and they're very, very happy. Now, as you said, we have some unique promotions out right now. They're all 2-for-1. The 2-for-1 promotions have been doing very, very well, and we also have some up to 2-for-1 airfare specials. So depending on what the client has as far as air transportation, you can access our airfare, or you can get something else for the client, and then it proceeds from there. So it's pretty much like a normal booking, although it depends on when they book. Some of the bookings, they do have to be paid in full at time of booking, which actually is a good thing for agents because it nets them a solid booking right away, as opposed to, let's say, someone who just puts down a deposit, and then that leaves open the chance for cancellations later, and, you know, nobody makes any money at that point. But the firm booking, we get very, very few cancellations from our bookings. And then it also gives a chance for an agent to sell and upsell travel insurance, which we all know is very, very important, especially in this day and age. And so I take every opportunity to educate agents that if you're selling a river cruise, you've got to tell them the advantages of taking travel insurance. And so it's kind of a mixed bag there as far as insurance goes. But whether you take ours or the agents or some of the third party, I don't care what it is, but make sure you do tell them about insurance. So that's more or less how the whole process goes. And it's a very easy process. Once you sell one river cruise, the second one is even easier. And then it gets to be just similar to what we do with on the mass market side.
Got it. Now, you have an excellent, by the way, excellent training program with lots of webinars and good training. Can you talk a little bit about the Viking website and where travel agents would go to get training? Do you have a certification program? I know you have lots of webinars.
Yeah, we're looking at a certification program. No definitive answer has been really made as of yet. We do have a wonderful education, and we're improving our website all the time. But right now, we value our one-on-one exposure to agents as being priority. So we're all of us are out in the field, and we feel that, you know, nothing replaces a face in the office. And sitting down with agents, even our webinars, albeit they're very good and we like doing them, we always like to be out in the office too and training agents one-on-one. So with that said, our website, which is www.vikingrivercruises.com/agents, when your agents log on there, they can sign up for the agent portal. Now, that agent portal will have a plethora of things to choose from, collateral materials. It will talk about FAMs. It will have bonus commissions. We also even have a booking engine online. Keep in mind, though, as I told you earlier today, the booking engine is in beta testing right now, so we're not completely done with it. But it will do a booking. If you're in the middle of the night and you had to book something for somebody, you can log on and make a booking, and you'll be fine there. The only process that's missing is the actual picking cabin. You can do a category and pay for it and do everything and hold it, and then just call us, and we can actually pick a cabin that way. Other than that, we have a full array of marketing programs on board, all kinds of flyers, which are downloadable and customizable. We have group templates for those people who like to do groups, where we actually, you can insert all your group information, download it, print it off. Everything we do is geared toward the agent model, and we're trying to make this as seamless as possible for agents. And then our new program, which we just launched, is actually with our partners at Constant Contact, which we're doing a program with them, and all agents need to do is contact their director of business development in their territories, and we'll tell you more about that. But it's a fantastic program, especially if you do e-marketing, email marketing, which, as we all know, is very, very important. It's a wonderful program for agents to get involved in.
That's wonderful. Yeah, Michael, the information on the website's very, very useful. As you said, things are easily downloadable. I have had an occasion to call the office from time to time to be able to get a little more information, and I've had nothing but a wonderful experience from the staff. They're more than willing to give you their email, their hours that they work, their direct line. They're definitely motivated to be able to work with travel agents and help you complete that sale.
Well, again, that's another reason. You know, we're not a big outfit. Well, we're a large outfit, but we're not as large as some of our brethren in the mass market. We have 20, 30 people in our reservations office in both L.A., and then we have another office in Boston to help the East Coast with the time differences. But that's it. And our people, they are commissioned. They are very, very knowledgeable. They go through a rigorous training program. So when you call our office, you're going to get someone who... One, they all speak English, perfect English, you can understand them. And then two, they are very knowledgeable about the product, and they'll give you their extension, like you said, because they want to make a sale, they want to make a follow-through, they want to make you happy, so you're going to call them back every time. I have agents in my territory. I cover Northern Cal, Northern Nevada, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Idaho, Montana, and agents in all of those territories tell me how wonderful our reservations agents are because they follow through. And I have agents all the time say, I've used so-and-so for the last 2 or 3 years. I have their extension, and they're with us, as opposed to the other side where we all know and we've all been exposed to, I'm not going to name any names, but some, you know, mass market stuff where they're on a time process and they're just a number, and they you know, you make a phone call, you make a reservation, and they really don't, they're not vested in that operation. So where our people are vested, and they really want to make sure that you're happy, so you call them back again. So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Right. Well, Michael, I can definitely tell why your business development manager, you do an awesome job.
Oh, thank you. Well, you know, I like what I do, and I love the company. It's a great company to work for, and it's a great product. And, you know, the person who runs our company, for agents who have been out there for a while, if you remember Royal Viking Line, Torstein Hagen, who helped run Royal Viking for several years, is the owner and chairman of our company. And, you know, his sole mantra, as he told me one time, is to make Viking River Cruises every bit as good as Royal Viking Line was. And we're very, very proud of that. We have a great leadership at the helm, and, you know, it shows. It shows throughout the company.
Barry, did you have any questions for our guest? Uh-oh.
Oh, here I am.
You cut it.
Where's Barry?
I had my microphone muted, and then I tried to unmute it, and it wouldn't work. So
wouldn't work. Yeah.
Now I'm here.
Oh, and don't edit that part out, Barry. That's what makes podcasting so fun.
Yeah, I hear the guy that's running the technical show can't get his microphone unmuted. Yeah, you know, say I'm a travel agent, and I've never sold riverboat cruises before, and I'm interested in maybe developing a specialty in river cruising. Where would I start? Would I call somebody at your company? What would you recommend to be a starting point for me?
Yeah, this is what happens when new agents come along. Is first, they'll go on the website. We list all of our directors of business development on the website, so you know which territory you're going to be in. I would make contact with that person, tell them, hey, I'm a new agent, or else I'm an agent that's been in the area and I just want to get into river cruising. We pretty much know who all the agents are in every territory. We know who's active in selling cruises. We know where the business is. But if you have an agent who's going to make the change and rightly so. They've seen their commissions drop dramatically with other cruise models, and now the river cruising, where they're getting paid a lot and making good money, they want to change. And contact your business development manager, and then that person will put them in touch with, if they've never sold us before, we just have to do some internal paperwork, which is actually an email from the agent to us, and we have them fill out a form, and they're loaded in the system, and they're ready to go. And it's that simple. And at that point, our directors out in the field, all of us are ready to help every agent develop marketing plans, develop sales skills, to teach them differences between riverboat cruising, mass market cruising, luxury cruising. We're all good at what we do, and we're all the companies out there are fantastic companies. But, you know, Viking, I feel we're just a step above the rest. And we really take the time to educate agents on how to sell us and where to position us. And we're not, you know, we're not the luxury line. We're not a budget line. We're a premium type cruise product, and we need to be positioned as such. And agents just need to know how to sell a river cruise versus an ocean-going cruise. They're very similar, but there are little subtleties. So first step, contact the directors, get them set up in the system, then ask the directors, hey, let's do an office training. I'll bring a staff in. We can do breakfast or lunch or training, whatever it takes, and then get them educated on the product, have them do a webinar or more, and then let's look at a marketing plan and do some marketing. Let's send out some postcards. Let's do a direct mail piece. And that's where it starts. And then, you know, hopefully you'll watch the numbers roll in and watch people having, you know, want to start booking with you.
Yeah, very good.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Michael, for being on the show. Did you have any last-minute comments? I think you've done a wonderful job in getting every area covered, but you may have missed something that I can't think of.
Oh, well, I just want to say that we're so happy and so thankful for having our travel agent partners. Again, everything we do is aimed at for travel agents. You know, the last couple of years, we've really made a concerted effort to up the ante with our travel agent partners, from having, like you said, commission on the entire cruise product, to now with we have our co-branded websites out for agents. We have Constant Contact. We've done all these templates and flyers and everything else. So it's everything's aimed at helping our travel agent partners, and at any time when they need help, don't be afraid to ask us, call in, do whatever they can, get a hold of us, because that's what we're there for.
Right. Well, thank you, Michael Weldon. You are a wonderful business development manager of Viking Cruises. Thank you again. Barry, what is an email address if people need to reach you?
Yeah, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Laureen?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com, and that's sharptongued at mac.com. I can also be reached on Facebook, and my friend name is Laureen R, and that's spelled L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And thank you again, Michael. Barry, looking forward to our next session.
Yes, and thank you, Michael, from this end as well.
You're actually welcome.
Okay, thank you, Mike, and thank you, Laureen, for the great co-hosted segment. I really appreciate it, and I hope the listeners, and I know they did, enjoyed the show, the co-hosted segment of the show. And now we move on into the news portion of the show, and I have three news items. And the first item comes from the Seattle Times. And, you know, back a few weeks ago, we had Gray Cargill on talking about solo travel. And Gray produces a great blog talking about solo travel. Well, just so happens that the Norwegian Cruise Lines is offering an opportunity for solo travelers. They're offering on their ship the Epic, an unprecedented item in the cruising world, and that's 128 studios with single occupancy rates. And they also have an exclusive lounge for solo travelers. So now that lounge can help eliminate the creepy factor of cozying up to unsuspecting strangers, according to the article. And the author of the article goes on to say that, you know, a solo traveler in the past has been kind of relegated to the table with the family and ending up involved in discussions or listening to discussions about family business that they would probably rather not listen to. But now NCL has remedied that, at least we hope, and solo travelers are going to have their own lounge and have their own social venue on the Epic cruise ship. and that launches here in June. So as travel agents, you might want to be aware of that and be aware that you can offer this to people who want to travel solo or who are going to travel solo. And the article goes on to talk a little bit more about experiences of traveling solo, but the important part of the article, and you can find it at the Seattle Times, and I have a link in the show notes to the article. You can learn a little bit more about the solo traveling experiences by reading the whole article. Now, have you felt anything different lately? Have you felt like maybe there's been a shift in your magnetic personality, or maybe you're listing a little bit to the left or right? Well, actually, the magnetic poles have shifted, and this has an impact on the travel business. Actually, according to an article on MSNBC.com, and there's a link to this in the show notes, that the Earth's magnetic north has shifted enough that Tampa's airport has to repaint the numbers on its runways. Now, some of Tampa's runways have been closed until January 13th to change the numeric designations at each end of the runway. So the runway that had been designated 18 right and 36 left is now being revised to read 19 right and 1 left. And then there will be two other runways which are going to be closed later this month for a similar change in their numbers as well at the Tampa airport. Now, for decades, the magnetic North Pole has been migrating from the Canadian Arctic territory toward Russia, and that shift has been accelerated in recent years, and current estimates suggest that the pole is moving at almost 40 miles a year. So that's going to have an impact on our runways as time goes on. And you're likely going to see other airports changing the name designations on their runways. But, you know, at the Tampa airport, now that they've changed their designation to coincide with the new magnetic north, they say it'll be roughly another 56 years before they have to change their numbers again. So, you know, it's happening, but it's not something that we have to worry about every 3 or 4 years or so. Anyhow, interesting item here on the shift in the magnetic north of the of the world, and how it affects the runways. Well, the next item comes from the TSA blog, and basically it's about, you know, not getting your underwear in a bunch here over these new x-ray devices. And it appears some people have actually, they've gone out and purchased x-ray shielding underwear. Now, can you imagine that? I wonder what that would feel like. I wonder if there's aluminum foil in there. You know, that doesn't seem like that'd be too comfortable. But anyhow, the TSA in this blog article is warning that if you wear such a type of underwear, that will guarantee that you're going to get a pat down. So I don't know what you're accomplishing if you're wearing this type of underwear, but you might be forewarned that the TSA knows about it, and they will subject you to a pat down as a result if you're wearing it. So interesting. I'm sure I don't know anyone that has this type of underwear, and I kind of doubt that you do too, but, you know, who knows? You never know. Anyhow, that's the last of the articles we have in the news segment. That's quite enough. Well, that's it for the week, too. I hope you all have a great week. Safe travels and stay healthy. And we'll be back next week to talk to you once again about the travel business. Take care, everybody.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Went to the doctor, knocked at his door, and he said, girl, what can I do you for? And I said, doctor, for a start, the man I love has done and broke my heart. And he checked my pulse, I had a fever too, and he said, girl, there's nothing I can do. You are lovesick, and there ain't no cure. I fear the devil's knocking at your door. And he sent me home, and straight to bed. And he gave me pain, and held me rest my head. But it won't do, 'cause all I want, all I need is, darling, you. Don't let me go. But you wouldn't have it.
Broke my heart.
He broke my heart.